With just 3 days before the legislative session ends, it's becoming likely that the state of Florida will reject $444 million in federal stimulus aid. GOP lawmakers say they do not want to increase the burden on the state's unemployment trust fund when it's running out of money. Governor Charlie Crist said he supports a law to draw the extra federal money, but a bill sponsored by Jacksonville Senator Tony Hill that would do so appears to be all but dead in the legislature. So this morning, Miami Beach Senator Dan Gelber tried to push for an amendment that would bring the state $148 million of those federal monies by changing the way that the state collects unemployment.
The fact that Florida has one of the stingiest unemployment compensation systems is pretty bad, but it is unfathomable that in a time when we are shedding jobs as fast as we are, that we are not going to update our system and bring it into maybe not even the 21st century, maybe just the 19th century at this point.
Gelber says that by modernizing unemployment compensation insurance, at least 27,000 more Floridians would be able to collect unemployment. That's because it would count an applicant's most current job history that's now being ignored. Democratic State Senator Larsenia Bullard said one part of Gelber's amendment didn't make sense to her.
It seems to me that the employer is losing $1,500, and it doesn't seem to me that this is a consumer-friendly bill. It sounds to me that you're taking some money away from the employer.
Gelber then explained the purpose behind his amendment.
The federal government, through the stimulus package, has made available to states and to Florida, actually, $450 million if we modernize our alternative-based period. So that money, that $450 million that we would have available to us would go into our trust fund, and that would be new money to the state of Florida that certainly in the beginning years would more than adequately offset any cost to the trust fund.
But Miami area GOP state senator Rudy Garcia blasted Gelber's amendment.
And members, the House is vehemently against this amendment, and I would ask you to not adopt this amendment at this time.
Gelber's amendment then went down to defeat. The state's unemployment trust fund is expected to run out of money by August, which is why Senator Garcia's bill would ask for a federal loan for the fund and increase unemployment taxes on businesses.
In short, this bill represents the business community's efforts to preserve the stability and the integrity of the Employment Compensation Trust Fund. And as it relates to the state extended benefits program, this bill draws down federal funds to provide benefits to unemployed Floridians.